IBM Podcast.
Hello, this is Jim Giannotti from IBM. I'm the Web Server Marketing Manager. Today, we will be discussing externalization of services. To help us with this discussion is a certified IT specialist with IBM, Laura Olson.
Hello.
Laura is a IBM product line manager for web APIs, APIs, and governance. So, Laura, what does the term externalization of services mean, and how does this affect how we will build and deliver applications?
Jim, the externalization of services is the process of making internal services available, making them available to external partners, internally to yourself, especially if you're a large or geographically dispersed organization. And I think most importantly, making them available to the developer community at large. Externalization of services is nothing new. We've been doing it for a while now to some degree, both internally and externally to a select few partners. What has changed, though, is how we are externalizing, why we are externalizing, and who we are making these externalized services available to. When you think about it, the externalization of services today takes SOA to the next level. Instead of a handful of controlled, known consumers using a service, there are going to be thousands to hundreds of thousands of unknown consumers. And I'm really excited about this. I think the next few years are going to be very exciting times, and we are going to see a massive amount of innovation. I haven't been this excited about technology and business together since the early 90s when I received my first email and the dot-com boom. It has already begun. Just look around at all the mobile applications, social collaboration capabilities, and all the various devices, such as your car, your TV, your mobile phone, all of those type of devices. I see companies from different industries who are able to leverage each other, creating new products and services very, very quickly because of these externalized services in the form of web APIs. If you think about how we work, people don't carry laptops to meetings anymore. They carry tablets. They're bringing their own devices to work, so companies need to change how they work and how they let their employees work. The externalization of services and the mobile movement are fundamentally changing how we live, work, and do business. I believe not having a consumable externalized service in the form of a web API today is like not having a website in the 90s. Web APIs are going to be a company's external persona for their business. Now, to answer your second question, how does this affect how we build and deliver applications? It is going to be a challenging time because the rate at which we need to build applications and change applications is going to be more fast. It's going to move unbelievably fast. This is where externalizations of services begin to help, because opening up your business allows you to tap into that large pool of developers, both internally and externally, who have innovative business ideas. You want them to build off of your business, filling the gaps where you do not have the time nor the resources to cover. And this creates a mutual benefiting partnership. The externalization of services is changing how we do business.
So, Laura, can you give us some examples of what you see across your customer engagements, what challenges they're experiencing?
Sure, I can do that. I see three key things lately. One, more customers are leveraging cloud-based services, and they need to integrate these services with their on-premise applications and enterprise systems. And they need to do this integration quickly in a matter of weeks and not months. And they typically want no coding involved. It should be a natural process and mapping, because you're mapping from known interfaces in the cloud services. Two, I see customers, they're having challenges staying viable and competitive in this fast-changing market we're in. More customers are dealing with a shortage of skilled resources, time, and money to implement and maintain these critical business applications that allow them to reach new channels, especially with the multitude of devices that are available and all of the integrations with internal systems and partners that they need to establish. Okay. And thirdly, because of the use of cloud services and the externalization of services, security also becomes a large issue. How do you manage and secure all these moving security parts, especially when more and more employees are bringing their own devices to work? I mean, if you look at IBM, right, IBM is a company of over 400,000 people, but we only have a handful of those, relatively speaking, that are on the IBM corporate plan, you know, where they give you a device. The majority of the IBM employees are bringing their own smartphones to work, their own mobile iPads and tablets of all different sources to help them with their job. How do you secure all those endpoints? And when you take a look at, you know, the externalization of services, how do you secure and manage those service APIs when they are open to a much, much wider audience than the traditional SOAP and services that were internal facing? So those are the three key challenges that I've been seeing lately.
So Laura, what are the most common areas of investment clients are making today? And what is motivating them to pursue these new transformations?
Again, I see three common areas where customers are investing. One, they're investing in cloud integration technologies, which allow them to configure cloud to on-premise systems and application integrations with no coding. The reason for this being, you know, they want to leverage those cloud-based services because they can get up very quickly. They need to be able to integrate those with their systems very quickly and easily as possible. Second, they're investing in their SOA, and they're taking them to the next level with the externalization of their services in the form of APIs. So they're still expanding their SOA infrastructures. Along with that, they're thirdly investing in API management systems to help secure those APIs, manage those APIs, and socialize those APIs, both internally and externally, because the whole goal of it is to attract these developers and potentially new partners to leverage and build off of your business.
Laura, what are the technical requirements clients need to consider when looking to externalizing new services?
There are quite a few, and I'll just touch on a couple. I think that the most important one is the simplicity of the external interface of that service API. They need to be very, very intuitive to use in order to attract and maintain developers. You've got to realize that your whole goal is to attract these developers, and these developers, they're time constrained. They have minutes to be able to look at your API, begin using it, and execute their business idea. And some of these developers might not be super technical. You might want to put tutorials and samples, code generators out there that will help these people with business ideas implement and build on top of your business. Now, when you take a look at the technologies of what these APIs can be, I mean, APIs can be a variety of technologies. They can be SOAP-based, which is the traditional base, but SOAP isn't very intuitive to use. So most of the external-facing interfaces of the APIs are traditionally REST-based, either with XML or JSON, and you've got to be thinking about who is going to be consuming these APIs and what potential application uses these APIs might be used in. Because, you know, if it's going to be used in a mobile application, you want to make sure the content and message that you're delivering back is very concise and compact so that it performs better on a mobile system. The next thing you got to look at is security. You know, how are you going to secure this API? Is it going to be open API that's available to everyone? Are you going to require any type of authentication? If so, are you going to be leveraging basic auth? You know, depending on how, again, if you take a look at what uses you thought about for this API, you know, is your community going to be a smaller, well-defined community? Or are you going to be needing to leverage something more robust like OAuth because you're going to be hooking into things such as social communities, or you're going to be sharing information out to other applications so that they can leverage and build as well?
So, Laura, you mentioned a lot of challenges. How is IBM helping organizations today overcome some of those challenges?
IBM has developed comprehensive solutions to help overcome these challenges. For example, we have WebSphere Cast Iron Live Services, which provides cloud integration services to integrate cloud services with on-premise applications and systems with absolutely no coding. The Cast Iron Live services also provide web API services, which manage the externalization of services, providing key capabilities such as API creation, security, analytics, developer, and community management. IBM also recently acquired WorkLight, which provides everything you need to develop, manage, secure, and maintain your mobile applications. It was a great acquisition. Additionally, we've got IBM Data Power. This is the leading security appliance in the industry to secure your enterprise at the edge. So we can help you as a company relax when thinking about security because we've got the proven industry-leading security appliance. Additionally, we have large service organization with expertise in the externalization of services. From the business perspective, in how do you define what APIs you should be or what service APIs you should be exposing externally, and the technical aspects of how to actually do that externalization that customers can leverage.
Thank you, Laura. For more information, please look for further podcasts in the series called Application Acceleration. Thank you.
IBM Podcast.